Allen waits, gets the snap. Allen keeps it up the middle, powering to the goal line, into the end zone. Touchdown, Bills. The second touchdown run of the first half for Allen. This one from 4 yards out.
Touchdown, Josh Allen. Buffalo Bills getting ready to take on the Kansas City Chiefs. To help us break that down is Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR 550 in Buffalo. Sal, thanks so much for the time. How you doing, man?
Doing well. I mean, obviously, it's exciting here, but, you know, it's a lot of nervous anticipation as well.
I feel you. You look at this matchup against the Kansas City Chiefs. This Buffalo Bills team has a tough one going into their domain, obviously, on Sunday, playing at Arrowhead Stadium. What for you, when you look at the defense of Kansas City and what Steve Spagnuolo is able to do, kind of can be an issue for this Buffalo Bills offense?
Well, I just think it's all the different looks that you can give. You know, you never know what's coming. You know, Josh talked about that today and said, you know, you have to prepare for everything, and then there's going to be things that they do that you don't even prepare for, and you have to be ready to change on the fly. They love to blitz their defensive backs. They'll come from all different angles. I think that's something you really have to be aware of. And, of course, they just have talented players all across the board. I mean, Chris Jones is a game wrecker up front. You have to know where he is at all times. And then the return of Jalen Watson at corner with McDuffie is just you know, it's a really great secondary as well. So they just do a lot of things great, but, you know, you add in that the talent with the coaching they have and the scheme they have, you have to be aware for everything all the time.
When you look at this Bills team and the victory over Baltimore, and, you know, Baltimore, the key to that seems to be the turnovers and what they were able to do and hold on at the end, probably have played better offensively. And it's not always the case when you don't play. Maybe you have your A game, but you're able to move forward in the playoffs. You know, we talk a lot about this matchup with Buffalo and Kansas City, Allen and Mahomes. What do you talk when you tell me beyond Josh Allen, this Buffalo offense and what, you know, problems it can cause for Kansas City?
Well, I think this is the best, you know, most balanced offense the Bills have had in the Josh Allen era. They really haven't done it with Josh having to put the cape on. Now, look, he still has had an MVP-type season. He might win the MVP, but it's not these mind-blowing numbers week after week. Josh actually, you know, a lot of times, it just kind of, I don't know, I guess I'd say more of the steerer of the ship or passenger in a lot of ways, where he makes throws, he makes plays he needs to, but really it's a balanced run game. They have three very good running backs in James Cook, Ty Johnson, and Ray Davis. Ty Johnson is one of the best third down backs in the league. When he's on the field, you don't know if he's going to pass block, which he's capable of, go out in a route, take the ball, you know, a handoff. And guys, I think that the Bills, you know, they've shown this year they could have the best tackle tandem in the league with Deion Dawkins on the left side and Spencer Brown on the right side. And they really have an excellent offensive line. I mean, the Bills have, you know, they set like franchise records this year for the least amount of sacks. And, you know, I think they were number one in the league. Quite a wide margin of getting sacked the fewest times. A lot of that is Josh. Of course it is. You know, him running around, him escaping, things like that. But I just think the Bills are so well balanced on offense right now. This is really just the kind of type of football they've wanted to play under Sean McDermott, but they just haven't been able to get to it, and finally they have this year.
What can you tell us about Joe Brady, offensive coordinator? Obviously, there's huge interest down here. Possibly could be in line to become a head coach and maybe with the, you know, the Saints looking into that. And, you know, we know a little bit of about him, spent time with the Saints organization as an assistant, went on to LSU, part of the national championship squad over there, then didn't have so much success in the NFL until he got to Buffalo. And obviously when you got a guy like Josh Allen around. But for you, what do you think would make Joe Brady a good head coach in the NFL?
Well, I think that his personality and his outlook, you know, is great. And I know that doesn't make for – you got to have all the other things, right? I get it. But I think that when he walks into a building, like, people gravitate to him because of his personality, his positive attitude. I think it's really rubbed off on the Buffalo Bills offense. I think Josh is in a great headspace this year, and a lot of it is because of having Joe Brady with him and, you know, their relationship. Joe's a relationship guy. I've gotten to know him here in Buffalo, and I just think that, you know, people love having that around, and it makes going to work fun, right? It makes going to work want to be around people, and Joe does that. But I think the other thing is, you know, Joe, because of, you know, the success he's had and the relationships that he's formed, I think he would form probably a good coaching staff. People would want to be with him. And, you know, I think he's young enough to know that, you know, what he doesn't know, and that he would need to rely on, you know, people that he'd bring in that have some experience, because he would be a first-year head coach. So at some point, I think it's going to happen. you know, especially if it doesn't happen this year, I'm sure that he'll still have success with Josh Allen, however that results, over the next, what, year, 2 years. And, you know, eventually I think that he'll get his shot.
The Week 11 victory for Buffalo over Kansas City, 30-21. I mean, it's, you know, in some respects a while ago, in other respects it's Week 11. So what do you take away from that game and its benefit, if any, going into this week?
You know, you really can't, guys, because both teams were missing so many guys. I think there's like five main starters on each side that were out of that game. For the Bills, Spencer Brown did not play. Dalton Kincaid did not play. Keon Coleman did not play. For the Chiefs, Charles Omenihu did not play. Jalen Watson did not play. Harrison Butker. And there's a couple more on each side, too. And, you know, I think that obviously the game was here in Buffalo. This game is in Arrowhead. You know, more so, I think, less than this game that they played, Week 11, I should say, this year. It's more about, I think, just knowing them and each other over the last 4 years. You go back to 2020, the Bills and Chiefs, this is the ninth time they played. They're not in the same division. It's wild, right? And, I mean, the Bills have played the Jets 10 times in that time period. They're in their division, which is amazing. So I think more of the big picture, you know, the familiarity comes from that and what you can take away. What have they done to us in the past? What do we have to be aware of? How do they like to play this? I don't know if you could take as much from the Week 11 game because both sides were missing so many players, and I think they had to adjust their game plan.
You talked about that run game, and looking at the combo of James Cook and Ray Davis, a nice combo for this squad, obviously, too, with Josh Allen, what he provides with his legs. But just overall, that run game, it could be a big difference maker against this Chiefs team this time around.
Yeah, and I'd throw Ty Johnson in there, too, guys. I think he's a guy that really gives you some juice in the run game, but he's an excellent receiver out of the backfield as well. And as you're right to point out, Josh obviously counts as a running back. Josh was actually the leading running rusher when these two teams played last time. In Week 11, the Chiefs actually did a great job of shutting down the Bills' run. They got it outside of Josh. They only averaged like 2.2 yards a carry. But some of that was Spencer Brown wasn't available. But I would say, too, you know, I don't know if it's because maybe the Chiefs were kind of just dialing it back because they kind of had things in hand over the last few weeks. But it just seems like their numbers in the run game, stopping the run, have been a little inconsistent lately. Even Joe Mixon and the Texans ran on them a little bit last week. You go back to Cleveland last month, they ran on them. Pittsburgh was able to a little bit. So I do wonder if the Bills say, hey, maybe that's our way to attack here. The Bills want to control the ball. They want to limit their mistakes. And I wonder if that's, you know, I wouldn't doubt the Bills do want to go in there and run the ball. But I wonder if the Bills feel that they can, you know, have some success there to keep their offense on schedule.
Got to love the way that Buffalo protects the football. Number one in the NFL, the regular season, just six interceptions and two lost fumbles, yep, and no turnovers yet offensively in the playoffs. And then, of course, got the three defensively against Baltimore. But when you got a team like that has been so frugal with the football, man, that's got to be a huge impact for this offense.
It is, and listen, I mean, they've done a great job of that, and Joshua would be the first to tell you, yes, he's only thrown six interceptions, but of course he's probably made some mistakes that, you know, guys have dropped that could have been more, but no doubt he's making better decisions, and that's what it is really, guys. It's Josh Allen making decisions and then holding on to the football. But look on the other side. The Chiefs haven't turned the ball over since that Week 11 game against the Bills, right? It's crazy. These two teams here who are going to – it's like that Spider-Man meme, you know, with the two Spider-Mans looking at each other. They're like, no, you do something wrong. No, you do something wrong. No, you do something. They're both going to be kind of waiting for each other to make a mistake because neither team has done that.
Well, and if you – and I'm just going to – you don't have to respond, but when you look at the four teams left – you know, Washington and Philadelphia have not had a turnover in the postseason. And, you know, same, yep, with Kansas City and, you know, Buffalo. There's a reason those four teams are there.
I mean, if you look at last week, guys, I mean, I think, in fact, I know this, the stat was last week, all of the teams who won were actually the teams who had fewer yardage. The teams that lost had outgained them, but the turnovers were obviously big deals. It's the playoffs, right? These critical mistakes that can cost you.
For this Bills defense, how big is it missing a guy like Taylor Rapp for this game on Sunday?
It's huge because the Bills are going to start a rookie in Cole Bishop. And, you know, Cole Bishop's done some really nice things. I think he's going to be an excellent player in this league, but this is a big test for him.
Yeah.
And he, you know, he came in last week, though. I'll say he played, I think, 39 snaps out of, like, 59 or 58 snaps. And he did a good job. Now, the Ravens did have one deep pass down the middle early on when he came in, but that was a little bit more over DeMar, but him and DeMar together, I think, you know, neither of them, they're not Taylor Rapp is an excellent veteran, and he knows, you know, how to play this defense. DeMar's not quite the athlete of even Cole Bishop. They'll use Bishop in a lot of ways. I like Cole Bishop. He can play in the box. He's really good in run support. But this is going to be a test. I think the Chiefs will test Cole Bishop. It's a huge loss for the Bills, obviously. But, you know, at the same time, you know, the Bills have been developing him. They trust him. He's played this year. And I think they're going to this game, you know, confident. And more than anything, it is the Sean McDermott system is really good when it comes to safeties and, you know, not allowing big plays. The Bills did not have, you know, they moved on from Jordan Poyer and Micah Hyde this year. And now Micah's back, obviously, in the practice squad. But, you know, after so many years of those guys being there, there were so many questions about the safeties. But here they were again, guys, this year, leading the league and, you know, fewest big plays allowed over the top of them. And that's because the system works so well.
I got to ask you, Sal, this is a little personal for me. I take it back. But so next year we come to Buffalo to play the Bills. We know that. We don't know the date yet. And something on my bucket list is a trip to the Anchor Bar. I'm a chicken wing aficionado. And what am I, like Saturday night before a home Buffalo game, is it even, should I even bother with the Anchor? Can I get in? Is it, or is it just like chaos?
Okay, so there's a lot there. I'm glad that you asked. I'll say this. When the schedule gets announced next week, I have been known to host the out-of-town radio cruise for some wings. So I'd be more than willing to take you guys. You come up to Buffalo, I will take you. We had the Broncos crew in, and I brought Dave Logan, their play-by-play guy, and Susie Walgen, their sideline reporter. We all went out for some pizza and wings. And I'm happy to host the Texans, the great, great play-by-play man. Gene Deckerhoff took him out for wings when they were in Buffalo last year. John Harris and that crew of the Texans. Anyway, my point is I would never disparage any place like the Anchor Bar. It's a great place. It's a novelty. It's like you got to go when you go to Philly, you got to go to Geno's, right, to get a cheesesteak. That's what you do. But if you ask anybody from Buffalo, they will put many other places above to say where you need to go for wings. There are so many other places where, hey, that's the novelty, but if you really want to get wings, go here or here or here. So that's the trick. So when the schedule comes out next year, you get a hold of me, and I'll take you out for wings.
I put it in your hands, my friend. It is now in your hands. When the schedule comes out, you pick. I'll just lie about my bucket list. I do it all the time.
You got it. It's my pleasure. I love bringing the other radio crew out for wings and showing them the city of Buffalo a little bit here. It's a city that has a lot to offer, but of course the wings are what you come here for. I think when you want to go out on the night before the game, and well, we'll take care of you.
Sal, is the is New Orleans ready for the Bills Mafia to come down here if the Bills win?
You know, I think so. I've been in New Orleans. I'm a Syracuse basketball fan. I went to Syracuse. I was there in 03 when Carmelo Anthony and company won the title. It was a fantastic night. It was one of the best nights to remember of my sports fandom. Yeah, you guys know how to handle a party. I will say, though, I am a little worried if it's Bills fans and Eagles fans, right? You got one group that wants to fight everybody. Another.
We only have two cells in a Superdome. two jail cells. I don't know.
Yeah, it would be fun. I think so. Listen, Bills Mafia travels so well, as you guys know. If we can get past Sunday, if the Bills can, and we're heading down there, and I'll be down in New Orleans for, you know, the week leading up to the Super Bowl, it's going to be a big party. But Bills fans, man, you know, we talk about the breaking tables stuff. Yeah, that's a thing that happens at the tailgate. Really, what it is, it's just all about a bunch of love and people having passion for their team, and you want to spread that joy and passion everywhere they go.
Appreciate your time, Sal, and already looking forward to next season and picking your brain more about wings. Thanks for the time, man.
Anytime, man. Reach out. You got it. Thanks.
Thank you, Sal.
Sal Capaccio, Bills sideline reporter for WGR 550 in Buffalo, breaking it all down there.